his friends, this year should be a special schus. Avi Marani Marasi Shayichi, Moshe Rabin Peshadina, and Li Nishmas, Maras Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, and Rib Shimon Ben Rib Chaim Eliezer. We're going to be discussing the Shaila of Yotzi Motzi in Halal of Rosh Chodesh, and if there's Arvus Anam Minhog based on the very wonderful Sefer Migdanos Eliyahu of the Gaon Arav Alter Eliyahu Rubinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Chav Beis brings in the name of the Bedek HaBayis, Das Rabbeinu Yerucham, who writes as follows: Af al pi sheyatza motzi bein yachid bein sibor v'davka she'eno baki she'eno yodea lanos aval im yodea lanos im yatza eno motzi v'tzarech iyon heichi isi b'gemara ad kan l'shono. So he writes, this is in Siman Tav Chav Beis, it's talking about Hallel. So he says, even though Yotza is Motzi, if you already Yotze something, you could be Motzi others, whether it's B'yachid, B'tzibur, but that's Dafka, Eino Baki. If the person is not himself an expert, he can't answer, he can't say it himself. But if he can answer for Yodea Lanos, then im yatzeinu motzi, then let him be active, let him not just listen, let him say it himself. So that's what the Magen Avraham brings. And then he asks, where does it say it in the Gemara? And then he tries to explain this Rabbeinu Yerucham. Where does it say it in the Gemara that only if you're an Eino Baki you could be Yotze, otherwise you should say it yourself? So in the Yeshua Siyankiv there in Sifkat Yud, he writes Ubaguf HaDover Shekosev HaRav Shafshi Yotze Motzi Av Sheken Mavur B'Shas. So the Shusyankiv says that this whole inyan that we see Yotze Motzi, the person's not a baki, then we say that even the person who was already Yotze can be Motzi this person. So you see this concept in the Gemara of Yotze Motzi. However, who says that it applies to Hal of Rosh Chodesh? Because this inyan of Afal Pi Sheyotze Motzi comes from a place of Arvus, that all Jews are responsible for each other, Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh. So even though I was Yotze, if my friend hasn't been Yotze, then I haven't been Yotze. I have an obligation to make sure that my friend does the mitzvah as well. But that's only talking about a mitzvah gemura, about an absolute mitzvah. Tim yesh biyado, that if I have the capacity, if I have the ability, I am obligated to force my friend to do it. But Halav Rosh Chodesh is a minug. And if my friend doesn't want to say Hallel, I can't force him. So there's no Arvus. So the Yeshua Siyankiv, Rabbi Yaakov Ornstein, rejects the whole notion of Arvus by Hallel. What do you mean, Afal Pi Sheyotze Motzi? It's only a minhag. Arvus doesn't apply to minhagim. But again, Rabbeinu Yerucham said that it does. And we want to be Miyashev Rabbeinu Yerucham and understand where he gets this concept of Arvus. When it comes to Hallel, when it comes to Minug. So in the Chasim Sofer, in the Tshuvis, in Yoredei, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, he asks that that by Mitzvah Rabbanan you can save it Sivano, it must be because the Pasuk Lo Sasur or Shalavicha, the Torah tells us to listen to Chachamim. And in a minag, it's also a pasuk. Al titosh Torah simecha. Don't leave the Torah of your mother. That obligates us to keep minhagim. There's a chiyuv to be mekayim minhagim. So why don't we make a bracha on a minag? And says the Chasam Sofer that we can be mechalek between a shev al tase and a kum fase. Where it's only a shev al tase, then there's a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim. The Gaonim hold that by every shev al tase there's no lo al titosh Torah simecha. Rabbeinu Tam holds that where it's not so recognizable there's no al titosh. But if it's recognizable, then there is an al titosh even on a shev al tase. And you can make a bracha according to Rabbeinu Tam even on a minog. And the Ritvan Sukkah Mem Dalet writes that Ham Rosh Chodesh Takana D'Rabbanan. So that allows you to make a bracha on Hallel, because like Rabbeinu Tam holds mitzvah de minkar mitzvah, so if it's clear that he's doing a mitzvah, there's an al titosh here, you can make a bracha. So according to this, according to Ladas HaRitva, it's pashut that there's Hallel, there's arvus on Hallel Rosh Chodesh, because it's takana d'rabbanan. And even according to the other poskim, that it's only a minug. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, we paskin like him in the Ramah and Sif Beis, you make a bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh. Because if it's here, it's min kar mitzvah, so it's an al titosh Torah simecha, it's a pasuk. And memela, you make a bracha on this minug. It's clear that you're doing a minug, which is following a pasuk. And therefore you can make a bracha. So certainly according to the Ritva, that it's takana d'rabbanan. But even if it's only a minug, you still make a bracha. And if that's true, there's also arvus. If it's something you're making a bracha on, if you have to do it, then there's also arvus. It's not just an option. So we can understand Rabbeinu Yerucham, afal pi sheyatzeh motzi. Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that there's arvus even by a minhag, even by Hallel. Why is there arvus by Hallel? Because it's an obligation. This minhag is an obligation. Al titosh Torah simecha, you're even making a bracha on it. So there's an there's a din of yatzah motzi. So that's the pshat in the Rabbeinu Yerucham. And what's the Yeshua Siyankiv going to say? You're right, you have to keep a minhag, but there's no kfiya. Can't force the person to keep the minhag, and therefore there's no arvus. However, according to this, the das is Shulchan Aruch, that you don't make a bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh. So he obviously holds there's no Indian here of Lod Al Titosh Torah Simecha, and there's no Chiv to be Mekayim the Minig of Amiris Halad Rabbanon, and therefore there's no Bracha. So if there's no Chiv and there's no Bracha, there's no Arvus, and therefore you can't be Motzi your friend when he was already Yotze. When you were already Yotze, you can't be Motzi your friend. There's no Arvus. So according to what we're saying, it emerges that the Machlokas between the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Yeshua Siyankiv is really a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't make a bracha on Hallel, there's going to be no arvus, like the Yeshua Siyankiv holds. And according to the Ramah, that you do make a bracha on Hallel, that means there is an obligation. So there is arvus, and that's going to be Shitas Rabbeinu Yerucham, Gevaldik. However, in the Tshuvas Karen LeDavid, Simit Samach Alfos Yer Aleph, he writes, then you know why you don't make a bracha on the minug? Because you don't make a bracha on stamalos ase. Uvachol mitzvei d'rabbanan, ika gam ve'asisa al pi ha'Torah she'yarucha. You don't make a bracha on a minug because you don't make a bracha on a los ase. If it's a mitzvei say d'rabbanan, there's a pasuk of asisa al pi ha'Torah she'yarucha. Uv minhaga ta'yu b'plukti ika ase d'shalavicha. And a minog, it's talui in the machlokes, if there's an essay of shalavicha v'yagetcha about minhag, ayin sham in the Karen LeDavid, so according to this lekulei alma, there's a los essay of al titosh, and bevadai there's a chiv to kind minhag lekulei alma, just you don't make a bracha. And therefore, there is arvus even on a minhag lekulei alma, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, they don't make a bracha on halal. So now the Rebbeinu Yerucham comes out even better. The kol ha'deos there's a chiyuv, there's arvus, and therefore he could be motzi your friend, even though he was already yotze. So the Karen LeDavid would say, yeah, there's a los hasei, but you don't make a bracha on a los hasei. Yes, there's lo, the yes, there's al titosh. You just don't make a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch can go with that, with that approach, and say, yeah, there's an al titosh. You just don't make a bracha. An al titosh. Do you make a bracha or not? That's talui if there's the essay of shalavicha. But the bottom line is that everybody holds there's an al titosh on minhagim. So even the Shulchan Aruch can hold that way. So if even the Shulchan Aruch can hold that way, the Rabbeinu Yerucham comes out great, both according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Say, according to the Rambam, well, to make a bracha on Halel, certainly it's a chiyuv. And say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't make a bracha, it's still a chiyuv, it's just, you don't make a bracha because it's only an al titosh, and there's not a positive commandment, therefore you don't make a bracha. But the kulei alma is an obligation, and therefore the kulei alma, there'd be arvus. And in this machlokas between Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Yeshuas Yankiv, we must note that there's a tour in Siman Reish Sadi's Zion. The name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, he writes as follows: V'kasar to Rabbi Ephraim, Shemi she'eno meiriach u'mevarech al besamim, have a bracha levatol v'afalotzi b'nei beis u'nei yochel. Somebody doesn't smell the besamim, it's a bracha levatol. B'leidom of the kiddush v'avdal te brachas ha'motzi shal mitzvah she'en chov aval zeinu ala minag ba'alma. And it's not like the other things like Kiddush Havdalah; those are obligations. This is stam minig. So please, don't make a bracha on besamim and don't smell to be motzi other people. Balona hira, and the Torah says I don't agree with this. Etc. Basa maicho veika v'chein horali adoni avi harash. So first he brings that you can't be motzi others with besamim if you don't smell yourself, and you can't compare it to Kiddush Havdalah and Hamotzi, which are obligations where there is yotze motzi, even though you're ready yotze, you can be motzi others, but there's just a minig. And then the Torah says that's not clear why sharei poreis other than prusel b'nei beis, so afal pi shein ochel imayim, it says that you can make hamotzi even though you're not eating with them. What's the obligation there? There's no obligation. See, even though there's no obligation, you could still make a bracha. So to besamim. And that's the way the Rush paskins. So here we have a machlokes. Whether you could, we say yatza motzi, whether you could be motzi someone, another Jew, if you yourself don't smell the besamim. The Beis Yosef writes, so even though we could be mekayim what the Rush says, that you do make a besam, you are motzi your friend, because even though it's not an obligation, since chachamim were established it as a minug, it's like a mitzvah, and it's like kiddush, it's like brichas hamotzi shal mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch Taka Paskin is like the Rush, the Siman Hey. So it emerges according to this that the machlokes between Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Yeshuas Yankiv is also a machlokes of Rabbeinu Ephraim with the Rush. Is there arvus and a minug? That Rabbeinu Ephraim holds is no arvus and a minug, and the Rush holds there is arvus and a minug, and you can be motzi your friend even if you yourself were in yotze. The Taz Sif Katan Hey argues with the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah writes that all the Achronim argue and they paskin that on a minug there is no arvus. Wow. And if so, halan Rosh Chodesh, there's also no arvus. And therefore the Yeshiva Siyankiv had a good kasha that there's no Arvus and a Minug. Because we see so many sources that say there's no Arvus and a Minug. There's no Arvus and a Halal, there's no Arvus and a Minug. And to Kol Shekein, that by Besamim it's a Minug Shekabu Oso Chachamim. Like the Beis Yel Sefer, it's in the last day Achronim say there's no Arvus. And if you're already Yotzi, you can't be Motzi others. Kol Shekein Halal Rosh Chodesh, which isn't a Minug Chov at all, it's just a Minug. There's certainly no Arvus. However, the Chazon Ish in Simen Lamed Heo Zion writes, Shebisamim Vener is a Chova Gemura. Barakshim Ein Lo Ein Sarach Lach. So if you don't have Bisam Vener, you don't have to search them out. But if you have, you got to do it. When you have it, it's an obligation. This Chazon Ish, we can also answer a Maharlach who has a Haggad to the Tur. If you look in the Daf of the Tur, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, Tur says that you're not allowed to call somebody for an Aliyah if he doesn't know how to read. What about Yotze Motzi? So let him be Yotze with the Shlich Tzibur is reading. So he says no. Says the Maharlach, you can't do it. Why not? Because Shaini Yachad Lo Avim Etzesek Keshov V'Lulav Shuchov Al Adam. Only when it's an obligation, there's no Yatsa Motzi. Kshem Shkoi Yisrael Rebim Zel Azeh. Only when there's an obligation, there's Yatsa Motzi, because we're all responsible for each other. Hashem Kain here, it's not a Chiv on a person, it's only a Mitzvah and a Mufchar. Since it's only a Mitzvah and a Mufchar, there's no Yatsa Motzi, there's no Arvus. So the Maharsham in the Das Torah says, what about this din of Besamim? That even though you're not smelling, you can be motzi others. You can make a bracha and be motzi others. So it's not a chiyuv, but you could still be motzi others. Say the same thing about Kriya Satorah. You're right, it's not a chiyuv on this individual to your Kriya Satorah. But there's still yatza motzi. That's the Maharsham Seara. But based on the Chazon Ish, we see that you can't bring a raya from Besamim, because Besamim is a chova. He says it is a chova. You just, if you don't have it, you don't have to look for it. But it's a vada chova, and that's why we yatsa motzi according to some poskim. But now, when it comes to kriyas haTorah, hakopanim linyaneinu lamadnu that when it comes to halel, there's no arvus lahalacha, and therefore, only if you are not yet yotze can you be motzi others. But otherwise, you have to say it yourself, or at least hear it shomeik on it. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we learned this halacha. Obviously, there's a lot more to say, so we hope to return to this fascinating sugya of Arvus and a Minuk. Shalom, shalom, sugya, simozabit.